Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long time contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
We're all fired up. We're ready for the big game. We understand that the Jaguars have made it and everything is on schedule.
Yeah, now the question is, can you guys get out of bed early Sunday morning to be ready for kickoff, right? It's going to start early. Bears...
Are you talking to us, Brad? We're sleeping in on Sunday. Are you questioning our diligence here?
Well, I mean, Dave, you're wearing a lot of hats these days.
Okay, Brad.
No, but the Bears are on the practice field right now. They'll probably be wrapping up in the next half hour or so. Working on red zone today. They'll have a walkthrough tomorrow. They've got the field painted at Tottenham Hotspur's stadium. And so it's full speed ahead to Sunday's kickoff.
You can call them Spurs, you know. That's kind of that's the abbreviation if it helps you not having to say Tottenham.
Is it like a feeder team to the San Antonio club?
No relation to them, but they are Spurs, just FYI.
So I guess it was big news over here at Wembley last night at the game that I did not go to because Harry Kane had a knocker, which means he
had a knock.
Some type of injury?
Yeah.
He had a knock. Greece comes in and beats England 2-1, maybe the first time that's ever happened. So flutter about that this morning.
Brad Biggs talks soccer with you.
Yeah. I know nothing about the game. Nothing at all.
That's fine. It was a big deal in England. I'm sure they're all still kind of got their dander up over it.
Their dander up. I love it. You're like lapsing into British Mully.
No, I'm sure they're very upset. But I'm curious, Brad, just talking about the injury list, the very fact that Tevin Jenkins did not participate in anything yesterday after having been imaginarily limited and the walkthrough the day before. What does that mean? Does that mean he's unlikely to?
I think he's going to practice today. And if he practices today and there's not a setback, I would imagine he's starting. But they've got to be encouraged what they saw from Bill Murray when he replaced him this past week, and knowing that if they've got a call on Murray moving forward, maybe he'll be able to step up and answer the call. It's frequent when Tevin comes out of ball games, right? This isn't a new development. Availability has been a fair question for him rookie season, and that continues out of the last two ball games, one with a rib, and this past week with an ankle.
Let's talk about that Jaguar defensive line, because you look at that as a possibility if the Bears' offensive line is compromised. Edge rushers Josh Hines-Allen, Trevon Walker, they're going to be a problem. Our old buddy Roy Robertson-Harris, a former Bear, works into the mix there. I wonder if Eric Armstead, is he healthy and going to play, Brad? What do you think about this Jaguar defensive line? Is it an area that could control this football game?
It's solid. They've seen better this season. Okay, and you know Walker, I think he's been a disappointment to them. That was a missed draft choice. Allen has flashed at times. I don't think he's elite as a pass rusher, but they played really well against the run. I think they're coming into this game eighth in the league against the run. So the Bears have got their work cut out for them. We've seen them struggle to run the ball unless they've played some really poor run defenses, and they want to be able to stay balanced. They don't want to be forced in second and eight, second and nine situations. So that's going to be interesting to keep an eye on. It's going to be a challenge for that offensive line. They're going to have to be better. You know, you need to give them credit. Chris Morgan, the O-line coach, and those guys up front, they've played better the past 2 weeks, but a portion of the conversation has to be level of difficulty, who the opponent was, what they were facing, and it's only going to get more challenging as the season unfolds.
Brad, you wrote about the very fact that the Bears they're fourth in the NFL with a 37.2% pressure rate, which is excellent, and they're not blitzing much. They're actually 25th in blitzing at 22.7%. So they're getting pressure on the quarterback with their front four. You know, you say one of the reasons Eric Washington was brought in is because of his ability to work with the pass rushers. Do you credit him for part of the reason of the fact that they're able to get pressure with their front four?
I think he's part of it, right? It's all you got a lot of factors there. You've got Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
You've got DeMarcus Walker a year ago. You've got the addition of Darrell Taylor. I think Matt Eberflus has been pretty crafty when he has dialed up the blitz, right? Like the timing seems to have worked really well. You know, you are seeing free rushers at times when they bring more than four. When they actually do blitz, you're seeing a guy that's got a free path. Maybe it doesn't result in a sack, but it's a pressure, or the ball's got to come out early. So Andrew Billings has rushed the quarterback probably better than he has at any point previously in his career. We've seen Jervon Dexter take a step up. He's got four sacks right now. So I think Washington's part of it, and that's been one of the keys to their defense. That's why those cornerbacks have been able to play well. You know, defensively, they've been strong, and Jacksonville's been better on offense the past 2 weeks. You know, Trevor Lawrence was sacked 11 times in the first three games of the season. I believe he's only been sacked once the last 2 weeks, so you've seen more production from that passing game. They want to make him uncomfortable on Sunday.
So, Brad, when you look at the Shane Waldron mandate, you wonder what he's thinking going in against a defense that gives up 288 yards against the pass in the air, worst in the league, and yet you have had 2 weeks in a row where your identity is rooted in your ability to play a little more power football and run heavy attack and game plan. Which direction do you think he will go Sunday against the Jaguars?
Well, you got to have balance, right? You just balance is essential for any quarterback. I think it's paramount for a rookie. I know it's paramount for a rookie. So they need to be able to, keep Jacksonville off balance. They need to be able to run when Jacksonville's thinking pass, and pass when Jacksonville's thinking run. I don't think you can look at this Jacksonville front and be scared about running against it. They should be able to be productive again. Just stay, you know, on proper down and distance. Get yourself into second and six. You get 4 yards on a first down run, you're fine. Second and six leaves you a world of possibilities. I don't think you look at the personnel that Jacksonville has and think you got to do something significantly different than what you've been doing the past couple weeks when things have looked better. They've sort of had an identity beginning to take shape and form. and the quarterbacks look more comfortable.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Brad, every time you you break down a game, you see a pathway for success for each team, and that's kind of what you balance. This is a 1-4 football team that is underachieved. I'm talking about Jacksonville. And then they get here, and whether it's a slight delay and whether it matters or not, they were delayed in their arrival. There are reasons you could look at them and kind of wonder – what's going on with their possibilities of winning this game? Ditto the Bears, right? They've got a young quarterback. They've got they've seen progress, but they're hardly setting the world afire. You would like the idea that the receiving core all healthy now. Everybody, you've figured out something. Break down the game for us. What will be the biggest element in the game? How do you see it going? And what do you what did you pick for it?
I think the Bears' front is going to be able to make things difficult and challenging for Trevor Lawrence, and because they've had difficulty keeping him clean in the pocket, and Lawrence has got a history now in the league of when he is uncomfortable, when he can't set his feet and throw, that he's going to make a couple really poor decisions in a game. And those are the kind of plays where I think the Bears can feast. So I think it's an opportunity for the defensive front to continue to shine. You know, they've got sort of the standalone stage, right, with the early morning game. Offensively, I think provided the Bears continue to not turn the football over, they've done a real nice job of that here recently. I think there's a clear path to victory. I've got the Bears winning this 27-14, guys.
Wow. I had 27-17. That's a good lopsided prediction there, Brad. Interesting. Before we let you go.
But they got to watch it because this is a Jacksonville team that it might not be desperate yet with the record, but they got to be inching close to that. And a desperate opponent is often a dangerous one, and the Bears certainly aren't good enough at this point to overlook any opponent. So they've got to be aware of that and be ready to come out rolling from the start.
Great point. Doug Peterson may be coaching for his job. You never know when he may get fired next. Let's talk about what George McCaskey had to say yesterday, Brad, because he doubled down on what Kevin Warren said the day earlier. The Bears talking Lakefront Stadium still. Obviously, you understand because the trip to London, all of these issues get revisited. It's seldom that we hear from the general manager and the team president during the season, but here we heard from the chairman as well. What did you make of George McCaskey talking about building on the lakefront in the same way that Kevin Warren did and expressing his confidence in Kevin?
Yeah, well, he definitely expressed his confidence, and he said as much. He said, we've got confidence in Kevin Warren to get this done. That's why Kevin Warren was hired, right? That I think that was one of the appealing things about him as a candidate when Ted Phillips was going into retirement. Well, Kevin Warren was with the Minnesota Vikings when they went through the process of building a new stadium there. Now, he wasn't the point guy on that. He wasn't the number two guy on that, but he was on the business side of that organization when they went through the process of constructing U.S. Bank Stadium. So, experience and understanding how that happens. Now, my kind of outsider's take is that Kevin's probably encountered more hurdles than he might have expected for this massive undertaking. That's just my opinion. He hasn't expressed that, and he might say quite the opposite. I don't know, but Yeah, Georgia's gonna back him. Georgia's got his faith in him. The family has the faith in Kevin to be able to get this done. I don't see a clear path to getting it done on the lakefront right away. They seem to think that with some upcoming sessions in the next year in Springfield, that maybe they can get this thing launched. But the more you listen to people, there's an awful lot of skepticism out there in terms of their ability to get public funding to get the thing going, at least in the manner in which they would like at this point.
Brad, the Jags are probably a little bit better than they've looked. They probably aren't as bad as they appear to be from the start of their season. But how do you prevent them from gaining any kind of confidence within the game? Is it as simply done as pressuring them and making sure the quarterback never feels comfortable? What's the key?
Yeah, you don't give them a short field, right?
Right.
You don't have an error on special teams. You don't have a turnover deep in your own end. You make them go 60, 65, 70 or more yards against your defense, which that's going to be tough sledding against the Bears the way they've been playing lately. They're good enough to make it really difficult for Trevor Lawrence and the guys he has with them. So I you don't want to gift them anything, especially early in the game, because what we don't know about this Bears team yet is, you know, how equipped it is to play from behind in the second half if it's got to. We just haven't seen enough situations yet, enough experiences for them to understand how they'll be able to handle that. They want to be playing from ahead when this thing gets into the late third quarter, early fourth quarter.
So before we let you go quickly, have you heard much? Is there Dustin has mentioned a couple of times about Trevor Lawrence, a knock against him, that he doesn't care about football or his devotion to the sport isn't what you want it to be for a franchise quarterback. Is that the rumbling around Jacksonville? Do you hear much of that?
I haven't heard that. Yeah, I haven't heard that. I mean, he's pretty talented when it's right around him, and that's, you know, for your quarterback to have a chance consistently, you've got to be able to protect him, and that, you know, he's drafted into a tough spot. What happens with all these quarterbacks that are taken at the top of the draft? They're, you know, the Bears were in a unique situation with kind of where they were at roster wise. These other guys are joining these teams that are just bad. Like you don't get bad enough to get that pick overnight. Like you've got a bad roster that's getting worse over time, and you bottom out and you wind up with that pick. And so you get a quarterback and you're trying to build it up around the guy, and they're still working on that. They've had some bright moments in Jacksonville with him, but that's a struggle, and that's why so many of those guys, they get going, and then it doesn't work out. You know, Baker Mayfield was a top pick, and he's playing some good football with a different team, but he's bounced around a little bit, and he's learned from his experiences. But in terms of, you know, Lawrence and his buy-in and what it means to him, maybe that's out there. I haven't heard any of that, and people I've spoken to, but I don't go fishing for a lot of stuff on Trevor Lawrence, to be perfectly honest with you.
Have you heard any of that about Nate? David? Stop, David. Let's just. Where did this come
mean
from?
Spirited. I mean, it's Friday, and that is mean spirited.
You having fun, Brad? Are you having fun over there,
Matt? Matt Pryor will be starting right guard again on Sunday. Yeah, it's been great. A lot of work so far. Maybe get to hang out a little bit this weekend.
All right.
Hopefully practice wraps up here in a little bit, and get back into the heart of the city before too much rush hour. The traffic's pretty gnarly over here, guys.
Gnarly. I like it.
Waxy McGann's, one of the all-time bars, Brad, a great Irish bar in the middle of London.
They drive on the wrong side of the road too, guys. I don't know if you were aware of that.
We mentioned that. They've got some problems. Thank God we had a revolution. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
We appreciate
it. Good stuff.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.